Grace, mercy, and peace are now yours from God our Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, sometimes I wish I had the voice of Jesus. Perhaps you do too. I know my wife probably does. Living in a house where there's three boys. Four, if you count me. Five, if you count Trooper. We got some powerful voices sometimes, and sometimes it's chaos when something happens in the house and one boy starts crying and another boy starts crying and another boy starts yelling and Trooper just hides underneath the coffee table. And we're trying to get to the bottom of things. What really happened? Who started it? Who ended it? Who continued it? And you just want to say, be quiet. That never works though. It just gets louder and louder, it seems. So we have to send everybody to the room and then we have to have a huddle in quietness. Sometimes I wish I had the voice of Jesus, because his voice is powerful. And we see that in a gospel lesson this morning. His voice has the power to silence demons. It was very early in his public ministry, according to the Gospel of Mark. Jesus had just been baptized and then tested by Satan in the wilderness, fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, and Satan comes and tempts him, and Jesus defeats him simply by speaking his voice. Man does not live on bread alone, Jesus tells Satan, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Every word that comes from the mouth of God. My mouth, Satan. Look out, world. Look out, Satan. Here comes my kingdom through my mouth. My voice will bring my kingdom. But nobody saw that or witnessed that except Satan and the angels. But after that, we have our text for today. We find Jesus immediately going to the synagogues. And he's not silent. He is speaking his voice, proclaiming his kingdom is coming. It's here, in fact. And who shows up? Yes, many Jewish people for worship, but more than that, the demons. Demons show up, and they question Jesus with their voice. What do you want with us? Have you come to destroy us? But Jesus doesn't give them the privilege of having a voice. He doesn't give them the privilege of dialogue. He simply responds, be silent, muzzled, come out. And they come out. The demons are muzzled. And they leave the man who's possessed. And the crowd is amazed at the voice of Jesus. His voice is authority like they've never seen before. Who is this? Even demons obey his voice. Yes, the voice of Jesus has power. Power even over demons, and that's a good thing because whether you realize it or not, there are demons lurking around us, all around us. You can't see them probably. It's not like Ghostbusters. And you probably can't sense them. But they lurk around, about, and it's comforting to know that Jesus' voice has power over them. You don't have to be scared of the demons. He can crush them. He has crushed them with his voice. The voice of Jesus, it is so powerful. And we see a few chapters later in the Gospel of Mark, it has more than just power over the demons. His same voice utter the very same words in the Greek. Be silent and be muzzled in a different setting. This time on the sea. Jesus is in a big boat with his disciples and he's sleeping and a squall or a big tempest comes up, a big wind and waves, and it is so scary the disciples wake him up and say, do you not care if we're going to die? And Jesus, awoken from his sleep, utters the words, be silent, muzzled. And the result is there is a great calm, the Bible says. Not just a calm, a great calm. Complete calm. And in this calm, Jesus turns to his disciples and asks, why are you afraid? Oh, you have little faith. And the disciples, like the crowd at the synagogue, They're amazed at the authority and the power in Jesus' voice. Who is this that even the winds and the waves obey his voice? Yes, the power of Jesus' voice is great. Power over demons, power over the world. Creation, which he created by the power of his voice. And this is a great truth for you and me today, because the world is falling all around us. The storms of life will rear their ugly heads against you and me. But you do not need to be afraid, because Jesus' voice has power and all authority over all of creation, even the storms of life. The voice of Jesus is powerful. It has all power and all authority, and that is such a comfort to know. But sometimes, many times, I think, this truth is not good enough for us. Sometimes, I think, we all wish we had the voice of Jesus. Not Jesus speaking his voice for us on our behalf, but our voice having the power and authority of Jesus' voice. We all acknowledge that Jesus' voice has power and authority, but we don't always think that Jesus is using his voice properly. It could be used better, we think, in this situation or that situation. We would like his voice, his powerful and authoritative voice, when the boss is bossing. Don't you just wish you could just speak to him as Jesus speaks to the demons? Be silent. Be muzzled. And it would happen. Or when those kids at school are running their mouths and being so mean, you wish you could just have the voice of Jesus and do what he did to the demons. Be silent. Muzzled. Or when the bills pile up, and again, it's paycheck to paycheck this month, you wish you could speak to those bills, and they become like the great storm on the sea, a great calm when you said, be silent, muzzled. And then the world around, as it gets worse and worse, you wish you could just speak to the world, silence the cancer, the political corruption, and there'd be a great calm. Be silent, muzzled. Wouldn't that be great? A wish we all wish we could have. But it's that wish, the wish to have Jesus' voice and his power and his authority, that reminds us of a very, very important truth. And that's this. It's not the demons and the storms of life only that Jesus' voice has power over. It's not the demons and the storms of life only that Jesus wishes to silence with his voice. It's our voices that Jesus has power and authority over. And it's our voices that Jesus needs to silence for the sake of our salvation. One of the most powerful and most memorable Bible passages in the entire Bible comes from Psalm 46. Psalm 46, where the psalmist talks about the earth falling apart and the mountains falling into the heart of the sea and the waves raising and quaking and armies raising up in war. And towards the end of that passage are these words, be still, be silent, and know that I am God. Not you, I'm God. You see, we may not be demon-possessed, but sometimes our voices act quite demonic. Questioning Jesus' purpose. What are you doing, Jesus? Don't you know my situation? Can't you do something? We desire to have his authority and his power. We desire to create our own kingdoms. And when that happens, his voice speaks. Be still. Silent, muzzled, and know that I am God, not you. We may not be the cowardly disciples, but sometimes we sure act cowardly, even faithless, just as they did in the boat when the storm hit. The storms of life hit, And we seem to forget who Jesus is, what he's already done for us. It's okay to question God when things get bad. The psalmists show us it's okay to question God. But there is a time to question, and then there's a time to hear and obey the voice. His voice, his power, and his authority. Be still, be silent, muzzled, and know that I am God, not you. You see, it's not just the demons and the storms of life that Jesus' voice has power over. And it's not just the demons and the storms of life that Jesus wishes to silence. It's our voices that Jesus wishes to silence for our good and our behalf. Because if he doesn't silence our voices, we would be lost. Thanks be to God that Jesus has power to silence our voices. And he silences our voices with a very unique way of silencing our voices. He silences our voices along with the demons and the world and all of creation with the silence of his body hanging on a loud and mocking cross. With shouts of crucify him, crucify him, Jesus was silent in death for you and your faithlessness and your doubts. And for all the times you would question him as if he doesn't know what he's doing, as if he doesn't have all power and authority, and as if he's not your God. He silences your voice and my voice with his silent death for you and for me. But his death is not silent. His death speaks. Your sins are forgiven. His death is not silent. His death speaks to the demons and the world, even to death itself. It is finished. And when his death speaks, there's a great calm. Greater than the calm that happened on that stormy sea. And his death does not remain silent, but it speaks in resurrection and life. And when it speaks in resurrection and life, there is great calm. Greater than the calm on that stormy sea. And when his voice in death and resurrection speak and is able to have its way over you and me, silencing our arrogance, our ignorance, and our fears, and our doubts, then nothing of all creation, not even the demons, can touch you. You who are in Jesus. In Jesus, through your baptism, when he spoke, you are my son, you are my daughter. In Jesus, by eating and drinking his body and blood, take and eat, his voice says, for the forgiveness of your sins. In Jesus, by the reading and hearing of his voice in his word, in worship, and in daily reading of your Bible, there is power in this voice, in his voice. There is power and authority. And it speaks for you and on your behalf. And so we pray, Lord Jesus, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in my life by the power of your voice. For thine is the kingdom, and thine is the power, and thine is the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.